Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Savarin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson throws to second for one, and Johnson throws to first, and Powell drops the ball. Hershberger moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt strikes out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 1 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brandt. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox bunts in front of the plate. Orsino fields it and throws to first for the out. Hershberger moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin strikes out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Orsino and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Smith. Peters reaches second base with a double. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peters moves to third. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-2 in the game. Orsino strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. George Brunette now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin strikes out. One out. Joe Gaines pinch hits for George Brunette. Joe Gaines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.